And this is Saturday, the 14th of March, 1992. Greetings, Commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. That I'm present in light, in service. It's going to be a heavy lesson today. Anybody with a faint heart better leave now. You've come to exciting time. You've come to the point wherein your mission will begin to unfold more clearly for you. You'll be glad you came to this particular gathering, because always that's everyone's free will choice to join us or to not, depending on your level of curiosity and the sincerity of your searching. Because if you have been searching for God, you're going to find that you found him. And if you don't perceive that you have, you're going to run out of time to play tiddledywinks about it. Ones continue to write to me with things like the following. I don't know why I'm writing to you. The light certainly hasn't come and blinded anybody, and I was stupid enough to go and get some of those ridiculous-looking goggles. But I'm going to give you one more chance. Oh, hallelujah. I am so thrilled to have one more chance. Guess who probably will not be aboard the lifeboat with or without goggles? And in the same day, comes this precious, precious petition. Can you tell me where I might find goggles for my pets? I have a horse who saved my life. And I cannot help that one. I would like for once to please join the group and tell us who you are. I have been waiting for some of you once to come before I make this particular speech this day. So would you see to that, please, Oberly.
All right. Terry will be first.
I'm Terry Dodson, and I'm from the Phoenix, Arizona area. And this is my wife, Cynthia.
And I understand Cindy likes to be called Cindy.
Yeah.
All right, everyone honor that.
Right.
Terry and Cindy are very precious to us. Everyone looks and looks and looks and then is still very insecure in the finding. Because each one is now trained, programmed to think less of self than the perfection which you represent. To you ones who have petitioned and asked for addresses and phone numbers and gave in love to this one, this is Terry. This is our veteran. And we're not going to give him a chance to be much of a recluse anymore. Because we need his strength to walk the rest of the journey. Cindy's just tired. She's provided a lot of strength already. So we'll just give to Cindy and take from Terry. How about it? And we'll offer them both our love and our appreciation for your coming.
Sir, I'm Barbara Ann Rubio from San Diego, California.
Thank you for coming, Barbara.
Thank you. wanted to hear you.
We have another here in the front row.
My name is Alicia O'Connor, and I'm from Los Angeles. I've been here once before. I've spoken to some of you. I always get very nervous in front of everybody, but I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm Janet Dominic. I'm living now in Bakersfield, and I find it an honor to be here.
You're going to get some company. There are some ones there who are going to begin to join with us also.
We have back.
I'm Angel McCord, Rio from San Clemente.
Have any other new folks? Yes, there's one. Oh, and that's not new. Good heavens. I better adjust my glasses. And Miss Lorena is here, and she has some new person with her.
My sister. They're from Canada.
Ah, very good. Is your name Jean?
Jean, yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Well, we'll try not to blow you out. We won't do anything to embarrass Lorena.
I knew that's about it for new persons.
Well, I believe that the best way to handle breaking this ice, if you will, is to talk about some rather important but seemingly trivial earth matters before we get into a lighter vein. That was funny, everybody. If you can't remember your instructions, why are you in this room? And you're supposed to laugh when I say funny things. See? Sometimes when they're not even funny, it pays. Dharma's had a bad time. I have to tell you that each day, as insight comes, and some of you are destined to get it first, it's not easy. And you don't know what to share. And then especially when a letter comes, it's going to give Hatton one more chance. He's really saying, you idiot with the mouth in the hands, I'm going to give you one more chance. And she's not responsible. She volunteered to do one thing, and that serve my needs of communication at this time. In exchange for her ticket. But you see, the difference is she's not going to miss the boat. I have to be careful. She's going to grab onto anything I send. And we have to make sure that you ones are able to discern those important things that are for you and the things that the adversary sends to pull you down. I want to catch you up on the Constitutional Law Center and where we are and why I've worked it out this way and why I'm going to have to ask. You want to bargain with God all the time? Well, God's going to bargain with you, and we're going to start right now. Now, there is opportunity. We've worked at this very diligently to the point that I myself am amazed that my crew continues to be able just to write ordinary references in any given day and go to court. And when I tell you about some of the things going on in the underground of Bakersfield, we're going to curl some hair really tight. In every city that you have evil. Evil has come to rule your planet. All of your books, regardless of whether they are totally correct or incorrect, they are correct on that point. That was to set you up so that when they took over, you would not resist. Well, after all, they said that God said it would be this way. And sure enough, here it is, and we're evil, and we're ruling. and you're anti-Semite if you argue otherwise. And that must be dastardly. That must be terrible. Nobody knows what a Semite is, but it sounds awful. And we'll get the ADL after you, because that's a good Jewish organization. Wrong. It's a good British organization. And right under your noses in Bakersfield, the elite of your community have satanic services where some of your judges, many of your high-ranking politicians, people from your police force, gather not only to participate in satanic ritual to its most vile form, but also participate in alcohol, drug, feasting, every kind of loathsome, groveling, debasing activity that you can conjure in your mind. This little all-American city, you put it on your sign. They get into such a state that they literally induce vomiting and then slither around in it. And then they go about sharing bodies. Then they watch the snuff films and the child pornography. And then they bring in the children to play with. Now this is Bakersfield, California. An all-American city. What do you think it must be like in Los Angeles? Well, I'm not here to tattle on your politicians. I think they're doing that very well on their own. But you will note that in spite of the fact that criminal activity has been going on, even the Speaker of the House who participated will say, oh, I don't think it'll cost anybody their jobs. Shame on you if it doesn't cost every one of them their jobs. And yet I heard, I am a good Republican, I will vote for that one anyway. Well, you do that. But don't expect my ship to pick you or that one up. Because that is against God. The teaching, the living, and the example of evil is not of God. And now I know, I sound like preacher. And where do I get my authority? I get my authority from God, and you will hear it this day. I've been on my passionate soapbox before, and I've allowed you ones to go on in your belief or your disbelief. And I usually follow that up with I don't care which. And that incenses ones because they say, oh, well, what do you mean you don't care? I prefer that we come into balance over it. But I have a mission, I have a job to do. And for ones who wish to just experience and finally dawdle around and make up their minds, you're welcome to do that. I don't care because I know you will experience until you learn the truth of it. And until you give up the evil practices and move back into and within the laws of God and creation. And I didn't say those that you perceive may or may not be. I'm talking about the laws. And if you don't know for sure what they are, you better find out. Because on that separation day, you remember that one that says one will be standing in the field and the one who was is no longer. Two will work side by side. One will be taken. The other will be left. It's time you began to put into absolute finite focus where your allegiance is. Because there's one thing about God. It is either for God or it is against God. There is no middle ground of maybe. Because when that moment of decision comes, and you don't know whether you'll have 5 minutes to make up your mind or a split second. And if your intent is still locked on to the evil that pervades this world, and you think it is just giving and allowing, you're going to be in error. Because the fact is that you live in a physical experience. Doesn't matter a whit whether or not it's an illusion. Not one iota does it matter. Because you're manifested into this experience and you will finish it. Now, you may finish it by ending the experience. Either way, this experience will be brought to culmination. And at that point of separation, everything is going to be spiritual again, in concept at least. So where are you going to be with your spirit? You're either going to be in the presence of tracking the light, or you're going to be learning the same lessons that you failed to learn. Therefore, I don't care. I know that by the time you reunite with me and God, you're going to have cleaned up your act. Well, God, if you would just let me remember, then I'm sure I would understand how it is. Well, it's time to start remembering. And those things are blocked. They have been blocked for the generations of time. Through the generations of time, you've been trained and retrained to accept that which is the physical compression and everything assaulting, comforting, lusting, whatever is attached to the physical beingness of man. And you've been trained that way so that you can serve the elite conspirators who plan to rule you. But they also intend to only have a few select ones serve them. So all of the ones they don't want will be killed. It's that simple. You cannot live much longer on this planet as it is. They will not allow you to. So I'm not here to argue or debate the issue. I'm here to tell you how it is. You may maintain any opinion you like. I wouldn't even mind taking the time to do a good debate. I will not argue. Come in. Can you find place? We're here in this room to share, but it's to gain instruction, take the next step forward. Most of the ones sitting in this room have long since stopped debating and quarreling over it. You're stuck in it. This is the way it is. And most of you have learned to trust my beingness. You don't know where I am. But I'm a lot closer than you wish to believe. Well, then why don't you just give us a little magic show and give her voice a rest? And you'd be dead in 15 minutes. Why would you even suggest I do such a thing to you? This is a part of your agreement that you don't like after you made it. That you would do what is necessary to bring the word. Well, then why don't you tell me what my job is? It's not mine to tell you. It's yours to listen, and then it will open up to you. But if all you're going to do is quarrel with whether or not I may be right, or I may be wrong, or I may be this, or I may be that, you better begin to think carefully about which way you want it to be. I don't believe any of you want me as an enemy. I really, truly do not believe that. Dharma has long since quit questioning that. What you really are feeling is the inadequacy or your sense of unworthiness to be chosen to be in the nucleus of where it's all coming down for this planet. You're either in grave danger, or you are sitting in the hand of God. And that's going to be up to you, which it is. Because as it begins to unravel here, you're not going to know what happened to you if you don't attend your lessons. I only had to bring the word. Dharma only has to write it. You can do anything with it you choose. We have opportunity. I am a little bit appalled that at least 2 days ago, Ross Perot announced that he would be willing to run for president. That has yet to hit the news. Isn't that interesting? Anybody? You're going to go to war and bomb the hell out of Iraq again. How do you know that? Because the stage is being set. You have to keep your eyes open. And Terry, I'm telling you, if you're not angry, son, then I'm disappointed. Terry always is telling me, I'm trying to get my anger under control. There's nothing wrong with anger. I am furious. I am furious. They talk about going to war, surgical bombing of these sites in Iraq. And then what happens with the next little piece of the news? Moneyline. I certainly hope everybody understands the importance of this next statement, that the Times Square building looks like it's going into bankruptcy. You know that building that runs its little signs around the edge?
News signs.
The building in New York that everybody pictures, Happy New Year, all those things. It isn't important about the building. They've only used this. Guess what the sign said? Iraq fires Scud missile at Israel. Now, where do you suppose I had to go to make sure that particular message flashed on that screen this day? Have you heard about Iraqi bombing Israel today? That means you are pigeons, ducks, sitting there. And they're picking you off just like that. They never miss. People looking at that will be furious. And they'll be calling the White House. And they will be calling the military. And they will be calling the newspapers. Bomb them. Bomb them. Look what they're doing. You have to hold on to your sanity and your stability. We have a person running for president. And how many of you get to witness him 3 times, 4 times, 8 times a day on your boob tube? How often have you seen Colonel Greitz petitioning for sanity in this country? Can he win? Yes, he can. But that means he has to have help. Will he win? I don't know. You're out of time, either way. What has Buchanan done? Buchanan's already fallen into the trap of trying to appease the puppet masters. So that's out for great value. So how do we get a Bogrites with support enough to have a sufficient hearing to make an impact? Well, we give him some support. And we start, because you don't understand when you ask God to give insight, Father, for my best and highest interest, thy will be done. And then do you see? Are you ready to accept what comes? Or do you miss it? Because it doesn't come like you expected. There has been massive effort to divide a nation. There is constant input from the adversarial forces, the power mongers, marching along to their list of rules for destruction and then gaining control over the nations of the world. So always there's chaos. Always there is confusion. Always there is a feeling of hatred, one race for another. But they're all humans. They're all humans. So you're going to have to reach out, aren't you, unto those humans that are different from you. Because God knows no color, race, or creed. Now listen to this, because this is very clever and it's up to you how well it works. Let's call it a good test run. We have a constitutional law center, and we have gross disrespect for the constitutional law. For everyone from Milken, he never acted without the law. Morally, he may stench to high heavens, but he was within the law as laid down by your evil conspirators. And worse than that, they'll have him out of there within the month, back on your streets, to show you how to do some more. Because he's one of them. And I frankly do not fault him. He saw the way within the law, and you all bit. And then the government comes and says, well, sure enough, you all bit, so you're not capable of attending your own business. We'll do it for you. We'll get every one of you into a computer system, and we'll let you march according to our plan.
Princeton's daughter and two gentlemen here before.
Are there chairs for everyone?
Yes.
I like everybody to be able to sit down when I really start yelling. All right. I do not judge man. It is not my business within the Constitutional Law Center to judge man according to your laws or anyone else's. But I can see if someone has had their constitutional rights trod upon. Little Jimmy Baker certainly had his constitutional rights trod upon. He had an unfair hearing, and certainly an unfair relative to other disciplines sentence. I'm not going to have opinion about his actions. It's not in point. I'm not interested in whether or not Mr. Smith raped a little girl in Florida. The sad part is he wouldn't have to, you see. Those are between those ones and God, whatever they've conjured up in their evil little minds called human. That's their business. And the business of God, not yours or mine to judge that action. But I can judge that the action was wrong, and I can see that the courtroom was set. And then, you know, you have a person, right or wrong, who now sits on your Supreme Court, guilty or innocent. I don't care whether he's guilty or innocent. He certainly had an unfair hearing. So we're going to move on to Tyson. This was the most remarkable sold out, bought off attorney situation since Leona Helmsley. You know, she's back again so they can refresh your memory so that you'll pay your taxes. She got no constitutional proper hearing. Her attorney sold her out when they set up the bust in the first place. Is that fair? There's no justice. So I presented to Mr. Tyson, we will make it right under the Constitution of the United States of America and prove you had an unconstitutional hearing. But in return for that, you owe the Constitutional Law Center. What are you willing to give? And it's all, sir, I will give at least $1 million in presentations and public appearances, whatever you want of me. I'll even quit raping people. I'll be born again. Guess where Hatton plans to have him do his public presentations? In the South, to his black brothers who can vote. Because this man represents a part way step up out of the suppression of the black man. His actions may be wrong, but they recognize him as a black brother that has acquired and achieved something of recognition. And his own gaming people have pulled him down. His own, quote, athletic, bludgeoning, brutal gladiatorship have set out to get him, and they set him up. Anytime you have someone after 27 hours calling a 911 number to make a report is a setup, my friends. It's even illegal to do that. And yet that...
This is Saturday, the 14th of March, 1992. Greetings, Commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. that I'm present in light, in service. It's going to be a heavy lesson today. Anybody with a faint heart better leave now. You've come to an exciting time. You've come to the point wherein your mission will begin to unfold more clearly for you. You'll be glad you came to this particular gathering, because always that's everyone's free will choice to join us or to not, depending on your level of curiosity and the sincerity of your searching. Because if you have been searching for God, you're going to find that you found him. And if you don't perceive that you have, you're going to run out of time to play tiddledywinks about it. Ones continue to write to me with things like the following. I don't know why I'm writing to you. The light certainly hasn't come and blinded anybody, and I was stupid enough to go and get some of those ridiculous looking goggles. But I'm going to give you one more chance. Oh, hallelujah. I am so thrilled to have one more chance. Guess who probably will not be aboard the lifeboat with or without goggles? And in the same day comes this precious, precious petition. Can you tell me where I might find goggles for my pets? I have a horse who saved my life. And I cannot help that one.
Thank you.
I would like for once to please join the group and tell us who you are. I have been waiting for some of you ones to come before I make this particular speech this day. So would you see to that, please, Oberly?
All right. Terry will be first.
I'm Terry Dotson, and I'm from the Phoenix, Arizona area. And this is my wife, Cynthia.
And I understand Cindy likes to be called Cindy.
Yeah.
All right, everyone honor that.
Right.
Terry and Cindy are very precious to us. Everyone looks and looks and looks and then is still very insecure in the finding. Because each one is now trained, programmed to think less of self than the perfection which you represent. To you ones who have petitioned and asked for addresses and phone numbers and gave in love to this one, this is Terry. This is our veteran. And we're not going to give him a chance to be much of a recluse anymore. Because we need his strength to walk the rest of the journey. Cindy's just tired. She's provided a lot of strength already. So we'll just give to Cindy and take from Terry. How about it? And we offer them both our love and our appreciation for your coming.
Thank you. Sir, I'm Barbara Ann Rubio from San Diego, California.
Thank you for coming, Barbara.
Wanted to hear you.
We have another here in the front row.
My name is Alicia O'Connor, and I'm from Los Angeles. I've been here once before. I've spoken to some of you. I always get very nervous in front of everybody, but I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm Janet Dominic. I'm living now in Bakersfield, and I find it an honor to be here.
you're going to get some company. There are some ones there who are going to begin to join with us also.
We have back. Have any other new folks? Yes, there's one. Oh, that's not new, is it? Good heavens. I better adjust my glasses. And Miss Lorena is here, and she has some new person with her.
My sister. Oh. From Canada.
Ah, very good. Is your name Jean?
Jean, yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Well, we'll try not to blow you out. We won't do anything to embarrass Lorena.
I knew that's about it for new persons.
Well, I believe that the best way to handle breaking this ice, if you will, is to talk about some rather important but seemingly trivial earth matters before we get into a lighter vein. That was funny, everybody. If you can't remember your instructions, why are you in this room? And you're supposed to laugh when I say funny things. See? Sometimes when they're not even funny, it pays. Dharma's had a bad time. I have to tell you that each day, as insight comes, and some of you are destined to get it first, it's not easy. And you don't know what to share. And then especially when a letter comes, it's going to give Hatton one more chance. He's really saying, you idiot with the mouth in the hands, I'm going to give you one more chance. And she's not responsible. She volunteered to do one thing, and that served my needs of communication at this time. In exchange for her ticket. But you see, the difference is she's not going to miss the boat. I have to be careful. She's going to grab onto anything I send. And we have to make sure that you ones are able to discern those important things that are for you and the things that the adversary sends to pull you down. I want to catch you up on the Constitutional Law Center and where we are and why I've worked it out this way and why I'm going to have to ask. You want to bargain with God all the time? Well, God's going to bargain with you. And we're going to start right now. Now, there is opportunity. We've worked at this very diligently to the point that I myself am amazed that my crew continues to be able just to write ordinary references in any given day and go to court. And when I tell you about some of the things going on in the underground of Bakersfield, we're going to curl some hair really tight. In every city that you have evil. Evil has come to rule your planet. All of your books, regardless of whether they are totally correct or incorrect, they are correct on that point. That was to set you up so that when they took over, you would not resist. Well, after all, they said that God said it would be this way. And sure enough, here it is, and we're evil, and we're ruling. And you're anti-Semite if you argue otherwise. And that must be dastardly. That must be terrible. Nobody knows what a Semite is, but it sounds awful. And we'll get the ADL after you, because that's a good Jewish organization. Wrong. It's a good British organization. And right under your noses in Bakersfield, the elite of your community have satanic services where some of your judges, many of your high-ranking politicians, people from your police force, gather not only to participate in satanic ritual to its most vile form, but also participate in alcohol, drug, feasting, every kind of loathsome, groveling, debasing activity that you can conjure in your mind. This little all-American city, you put it on your sign. They get into such a state that they literally induce vomiting and then slither around in it. And then they go about sharing bodies. Then they watch the snuff films and the child pornography. And then they bring in the children to play with. Now this is Bakersfield, California. An all-American city. What do you think it must be like in Los Angeles? Well, I'm not here to tattle on your politicians. I think they're doing that very well on their own. But you will note that in spite of the fact that criminal activity has been going on, even the Speaker of the House who participated will say, oh, I don't think it'll cost anybody their jobs. Shame on you if it doesn't cost every one of them their jobs. And yet I heard, I am a good Republican, I will vote for that one anyway. Well, you do that. But don't expect my ship to pick you or that one up. Because that is against God. The teaching, the living, and the example of evil is not of God. And now I know I sound like a preacher. And where do I get my authority? I get my authority from God, and you will hear it this day. I've been on my passionate soapbox before, and I've allowed you ones to go on in your belief or your disbelief. And I usually follow that up with I don't care which. And that incenses ones because they say, oh, well, what do you mean you don't care? I prefer that we come into balance over it. But I have a mission, I have a job to do. And for ones who wish to just experience and finally dawdle around and make up their minds, you're welcome to do that. I don't care because I know you will experience until you learn the truth of it. And until you give up the evil practices and move back into and within the laws of God and creation. And I didn't say those that you perceive may or may not be. I'm talking about the laws. And if you don't know for sure what they are, you better find out. Because on that separation day, you remember that one that says one will be standing in the field and the one who was is no longer. Two will work side by side, one will be taken, the other will be left. It's time you began to put into absolute finite focus where your allegiance is. Because there's one thing about God, it is either for God or it is against God. There is no middle ground of maybe. Because when that moment of decision comes, and you don't know whether you'll have 5 minutes to make up your mind or a split second, and if your intent is still locked on to the evil that pervades this world, and you think it is just giving and allowing, you're going to be in error. because the fact is that you live in a physical experience. Doesn't matter a whit whether or not it's an illusion. Not one iota does it matter. Because you're manifested into this experience and you will finish it. Now, you may finish it by ending the experience. Either way, this experience will be brought to culmination. And at that point of separation, everything is going to be spiritual again, in concept at least. So where are you going to be with your spirit? You're either going to be in the presence of tracking the light, or you're going to be learning the same lessons that you failed to learn. Therefore, I don't care. I know that by the time you reunite with me and God, you're going to have cleaned up your act. Well, God, if you would just let me remember, then I'm sure I would understand how it is. Well, it's time to start remembering. And those things are blocked. They have been blocked for the generations of time. Through the generations of time, you've been trained and retrained to accept that which is the physical compression and everything assaulting, comforting, lusting, whatever is attached to the physical beingness of man. And you've been trained that way so that you can serve the elite conspirators who plan to rule you. But they also intend to only have a few select ones serve them. So all of the ones they don't want will be killed. It's that simple. You cannot live much longer on this planet as it is. They will not allow you to. So I'm not here to argue or debate the issue. I'm here to tell you how it is. You may maintain any opinion you like. I wouldn't even mind taking the time to do a good debate. I will not argue. Come in. Can you find place? We're here in this room to share, but it's to gain instruction, take the next step forward. Most of the ones sitting in this room have long since stopped debating and quarreling over it. You're stuck in it. This is the way it is. And most of you have learned to trust my beingness. You don't know where I am. But I'm a lot closer than you wish to believe. Well, then why don't you just give us a little magic show and give her voice a rest? And you'd be dead in 15 minutes. Why would you even suggest I do such a thing to you? This is a part of your agreement that you don't like after you made it. That you would do what is necessary to bring the word. Well, then why don't you tell me what my job is? It's not mine to tell you. It's yours to listen, and then we'll open up to you. But if all you're going to do is quarrel with whether or not I may be right, or I may be wrong, or I may be this, or I may be that, you better begin to think carefully about which way you want it to be. I don't believe any of you want me as an enemy. I really, truly do not believe that. Dharma has long since quit questioning that. What you really are feeling is the inadequacy or your sense of unworthiness to be chosen to be in the nucleus of where it's all coming down for this planet. You're either in grave danger, or you are sitting in the hand of God. And that's going to be up to you, which it is. Because as it begins to unravel here, you're not going to know what happened to you if you don't attend your lessons. I only have to bring the word. Dharma only has to write it. You can do anything with it you choose. We have opportunity. I am a little bit appalled that at least 2 days ago, Ross Perot announced that he would be willing to run for president. That has yet to hit the news. Isn't that interesting? Anybody? You're going to go to war and bomb the hell out of Iraq again. How do you know that? Because the stage is being set. You have to keep your eyes open. And Terry, I'm telling you, if you're not angry, son, then I'm disappointed. Terry always is telling me, I'm trying to get my anger under control. There's nothing wrong with anger. I am furious. I am furious. They talk about going to war, surgical bombing of these sites in Iraq. And then what happens with the next little piece of the news? Moneyline. I certainly hope everybody understands the importance of this next statement, that the Times Square building looks like it's going into bankruptcy. You know that building that runs its little signs around the edge?
News signs.
The building in New York that everybody pictures, Happy New Year, all those things. It isn't important about the building. They've only used this. Guess what the sign said? Iraq fires Scud missile at Israel. Now, where do you suppose I had to go to make sure that particular message flashed on that screen this day? Have you heard about Iraqi bombing Israel today? That means you are pigeons, ducks, sitting there, and they're picking you off just like that. They never miss. People looking at that will be furious. And they'll be calling the White House, and they will be calling the military, and they will be calling the newspapers. Bomb them. Bomb them. Look what they're doing. You have to hold on to your sanity and your stability. We have a person running for president. And how many of you get to witness him 3 times, 4 times, 8 times a day on your boob tube? How often have you seen Colonel Greitz petitioning for sanity in this country? Can he win? Yes, he can. But that means he has to have help. Will he win? I don't know. You're out of time, either way. What has Buchanan done? Buchanan's already fallen into the trap of trying to appease the puppet masters. So that's out for great value. So how do we get a Bogrites with support enough to have a sufficient hearing to make an impact? Well, we give him some support. And we start, because you don't understand when you ask God to give insight, Father, for my best and highest interest, thy will be done. And then do you see, are you ready to accept what comes? Or do you miss it? Because it doesn't come like you expected. There has been massive effort to divide a nation. There is constant input from the adversarial forces, the power mongers, marching along to their list of rules for destruction and then gaining control over the nations of the world. So always there's chaos. Always there is confusion. Always there is a feeling of hatred, one race for another. But they're all humans. They're all humans. So you're going to have to reach out, aren't you, unto those humans that are different from you. Because God knows no color, race, or creed. Now listen to this, because this is very clever and it's up to you how well it works. Let's call it a good test run. We have a constitutional law center, and we have gross, gross disrespect for the constitutional law. For everyone from Milken, he never acted without the law. Morally, he may stench to high heavens, but he was within the law as laid down by your evil conspirators. And worse than that, they'll have him out of there within the month, back on your streets, to show you how to do some more. Because he's one of them. And I frankly do not fault him. He saw the way within the law, and you all bit. And then the government comes and says, well, sure enough, you all bit, so you're not capable of attending your own business. We'll do it for you. We'll get every one of you into a computer system, and we'll let you march according to our plan.
Princeton's daughter and two gentlemen here before.
Are there chairs for everyone?
Yes.
I like everybody to be able to sit down when I really start yelling. All right. I do not judge man. It is not my business within the Constitutional Law Center to judge man according to your laws or anyone else's. But I can see if someone has had their constitutional rights trod upon. Little Jimmy Baker certainly had his constitutional rights trod upon. He had an unfair hearing, and certainly an unfair relative to other disciplines sentence. I'm not going to have opinion about his actions. It's not in point. I'm not interested in whether or not Mr. Smith raped a little girl in Florida The sad part is he wouldn't have to, you see. Those are between those ones and God, whatever they've conjured up in their evil little minds called human. That's their business. And the business of God, not yours or mine to judge that action. But I can judge that the action was wrong, and I can see that the courtroom was set. And then, you know, you have a person, right or wrong, who now sits on your Supreme Court, guilty or innocent. I don't care whether he's guilty or innocent. He certainly had an unfair hearing. So we're going to move on to Tyson. This was the most remarkable sold out, bought off attorney situation since Leona Helmsley. You know, she's back again so they can refresh your memory so that you'll pay your taxes. She got no constitutional proper hearing. Her attorney sold her out when they set up the bust in the first place. Is that fair? There's no justice. So I presented to Mr. Tyson, we will make it right under the Constitution of the United States of America and prove you had an unconstitutional hearing. But in return for that, you owe the Constitutional Law Center. What are you willing to give? And it's all, sir, I will give at least $1 million in presentations and public appearances, whatever you want of me. I'll even quit raping people. I'll be born again. Guess where Hatton plans to have him do his public presentations? In the South to his black brothers who can vote. Because this man represents a part way step up out of the suppression of the black man. His actions may be wrong, but they recognize him as a black brother that has acquired and achieved something of recognition. And his own gaming people have pulled him down. His own, quote, athletic, bludgeoning, brutal gladiatorship have set out to get him, and they set him up. Anytime you have someone after 27 hours calling a 911 number to make a report is a setup, my friends. It's even illegal to do that. And yet that was what the judge told the jury to base their decision upon, not the facts of the actions of the evening between the two children. These are the ways that you unite races. We will do what we can, and then we will expect him to meet his commitment. And I believe that if he meets and shakes hands with James Grides, he will understand the genuine sincerity of the man in point. And then the ideal direction for the industry of your nation is that some way you form teams of these ones who have good ideas for rebuilding your nation. But if it is to just go out and smugly continue in the criminal activities, you will find God will not help one iota. Now, you're going to come into these understandings. I don't want to push you, and some of you here for the first time must think this total arrogance. I have this thrown at me all the time. How arrogant! I'm not arrogant. You have come into my territory, and I welcome you.
Excuse me, Commander. We have a new person. Can you tell us who you are?
Sonia Novick.
Sonia Novick.
Well, I don't know how to catch you up just instantly without you thinking I'm hitting you.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm not. It is as if you went to anyone's home. You see, I'm at home. I'm at my home. This energy dwells within each of you. Therefore, I'm at home. And you are welcome because it becomes your home. But as any guest would do, offered the invitation and the graciousness of any host, if you don't like it, you're welcome not to come again. It's hardly fair to throw stones at the one who just cooked your meal. So let us hold these things true, because no one would be in this room if you didn't have some idea that this is different and you wish to find out. Well, you may be a little shocked, and some of you who don't come regularly will be a little astounded at how far we've grown. I cannot longer dance around the topic with you. I feel John to my right, because he knows from the hard earth underground intelligence network that it's serious time. Well, I have bad news and I have good news. And it depends on where you are as to how it will hit you. And therefore, I believe that the proper way to move into this discussion is while you listen, you start making your questions. Because I want Oberle to read what I wrote this morning. And you will note I wrote it as Aton. I did not write it as Commander Hatton. You're right up against it, Chilas. You're going to have to begin to make some final decisions of your journey. I'm going to be able to give a lot of you a lot of cushion, and nothing changes on the surface, because you're going to have to produce the same things that you already were. But you'll begin to get a little more comfort, a little less fear, and a little more understanding. And I welcome you ones who have come today. A lot of ones are going to wish they had come, because at some point ones are going to have to decide what is truly the important thing. And I would guarantee you that if God called on you and you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God was present, you'd be there. Well, you're going to have to make up your mind, because I tell you, that's who I am and that's why I am here. And I hope that you can come into justification with that. But if you cannot, I'm sorry, because we must move on. And you must come into that comfort and level of understanding at your own speed, because we're not going to slow up. Dharma would like to wallow around in a little self-pity, just so we can slow a little bit. No. You have a planet. in the throes of destruction. And ones have to be put this place or that place. And you can count for yourself. The Elite Plan 2000 is on track. They've got to take over and they've got to make it operational in the time left in this decade. And they're doing it. And for you ones who think God ought to come and fix it for you, dissolve them, blow them away, whatever you think, you better think again. So if you would share with us overly, I would suggest you put it on the tape so that ones who don't get the reading, some won't read. It's time to start reading or listening, one or the other.
Today's watch. Mitakusan, Dharma Mitakusan. For all my relations. For the Wakan, for Tatuya Topa. This Dharma is why we write weary hour upon hour. For our relations, which are ultimately only ourselves. And for the wondrous spiritual and spiritual mystery under the four quarters of the universe. Chila, there is nothing save the circles within the circles of infinity. All are of God, the Wakan Tanka, splitting into fragments which all together make up the whole of all. As one who marks upon the stones the story of truth, one's come to think of you as would the Lakotas think upon the being called Owl Woman. This one stands watch at the door, the road to the spirit lodges. She looks at symbols and in checking out the various markings upon a being, allows the being to pass or will refuse him entry, cast aside and over the cliff, so to speak, to become a ghost traveler, to roam the earth endlessly as a Wanagi, ghost. We of the winged tribes cannot fit our circled symbols within the limitations of the square, which represents human of the white race. Those squares represent prisons, cell doors, money papers, buildings, and rooms of separation, television, radios, boxes upon boxes, with nothing of value trapped within save the souls of brothers who are in prison within those boxes. But why you? Why not you? If not you, who? You would leave to the Red Eagle? Leave it to Little Crow? Leave it to the phoenix? How about the cuckoo bird? That is where it is in your life at this time. Your nest has been taken by the cuckoo, who has thrown your own hatchlings over the cliff to their doom, while you feed the monstrous evil creatures and serve them, while they take all of the physical experience into their evil traps. You have forgotten to watch for the signs and see the writings upon the mind. The stones, the moss, the winds, you fail to see the raven with his black stone, symbolizing the winds which bear misfortune. For each task comes strength, for the completion of the task, and a teacher who will hold your hand and bear you up when you become mired in the depths of despair, or await your return when you stray into the forgetfulness which traps you, into the world of the physical places of human disaster. Why you? Because it is your journey. It is the markings of the golden eagle and the bronze sparrow. Always will stand with you the red eagle, white eagle, with sharing of heart so that the work can be done, the journey finished in wisdom and not left to the Heokis, those sacred clowns. When ones come to seek clarity of vision, to most you only represent a friend who has ear with which to hear more clearly. This is because ones do not yet understand, for man is still only beginning to remember who he is, and the assault against him is constant. Man reaches for his addictions to prevent the seeing of truth as he blinds his eyes and ears, and the feelings of touch leave, and the soul is placed in limbo, where for a moment in perceived time a being can physically escape. But the time allowed for escape has passed, and reality in the remembering must be confronted. Excuse me, and I'll turn the tape.